following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Jane Maria from Wendy's.
With a whole new way to eat the way you want for just $4.99.
Jay, why are you in a box?
I'm making a point that when you order at other places, you feel boxed in by limited combos.
I see.
But now at Wendy's, you're free to pick two. Any new premium half-size salad and one of seven tasty options to go with it, like an apple pecan chicken salad and a chili, both for only $4.99.
Great, so come out of the box.
Can you open it for me, Maria? Maria!
You know when it's real.
At participating Wendy's.
And I'm in a box.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Marischka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I'm not much of a help. I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is a Monday. And everybody's a winner. And who would have thought that the closest one, well, maybe, was Iowa State and Nebraska. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. Zenyatta loses. Nebraska doesn't. Hastings wins. UNK wins. We'll talk with Daryl Morris of the Lopers and Paul Merkowitz of the Broncos as they continue into the final week of the regular season for both teams coming up on Saturday. Nebraska now welcomes in Kansas. Tony, you asked me yesterday what the spread would be. I was closer than you thought. 33.5.
Oh my God! You shut out 35, and I thought there's no way it could be that high. Just a conference game. I was going to the 26-28 range.
Well, I do pay attention to you once in a while on this show.
Let me see what my little Bible says.
Well, I know you'll work that out during the break, and we'll figure something out there. But we'll talk about that. We've got our Iowa State remix coming down here. All the excitement. Here's one thing I want to start out with on the program today. What a great day out! My Lord, what a great day. Unfortunately, it's Monday, and most people aren't going to be able to enjoy it as much as they want. Is this show over? Isn't it noon? isn't it noon?
It will fly by. It'll be gone fast enough.
We would love your emails. We would love your calls on the game. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Of course, the Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Get your vehicles looking good before winter bangs them around. Get them done. You don't want to get them all fixed up while it's cold out.
No.
Nobody likes that. See the Dent Popper on the Bricks downtown Kearney. The email address, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. State football playoffs continue tomorrow. State volleyball coming up this week. We'll give you all the matchups and break that down later in the show as well.
Douglas, where were you at? You obviously being at the game. Where were you at when the two-point or the PAT, whatever, that turned into a two-point conversion. Where were you at when that happened?
I was very close and couldn't see. I had to look up at the big board to see how the play ended. Much like Eric Hague's punt return, and again for the folks out there, when you cover the ball game, you leave the press box. Some people stay in the press box just because it's easier for them to get their stories posted. But if you're going to go down to the post-game press conference and talk to Coach and talk to Jared Crick like I did and hear from Cody Green and get all that, you want to be down there so that your elevator's not full of fans so you can get there. So they allow you to go down about midway or towards the end of the fourth quarter. Well, this game turns into overtime. I'm on the Nebraska sideline where my cousin was actually – and he was an Iowa State fan. He thought they should have not knelt on the ball, which we'll get to in a moment. But Eric Hague picked up the punt against Texas. I'm not 10 yards away from where he picked it up. I'm also at the 15-yard line where they're getting ready for the extra point on that side, along with all the other media trying to see what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you the truth. There's still fan in me. And if you're a Nebraska media person and there's still no fan in you, then you are dead inside. Okay, I know that you know you have to cover it, and we
supposed
have to cover
wear a neutral shirt.
And
you're not
neutral
supposed
colors
to.
And be professional. And I think we always are that way. But when he stood up to throw that ball, I'm going to tell you, it fell. You could feel it physically going, oh no, because I thought the whole time maybe they would line up and go for two. And this is what this game would come down to. But when they ran the fake, I thought, oh, no. And then you couldn't see to the far sideline from field level. So you look up and you see Hag get in front and end the game. And, I mean, you talk about loud and you talk about going. I mean, the stadium is not all that. I mean, it's a, as some of the fans said, it's a glorified high school stadium. But somehow it holds 55,000, which is unbelievable. But it was loud, and it was loud mostly the whole game. And there are a lot of Husker fans, and there are a lot of Clone fans. So whoever was doing well, it was loud, and I'll tell you what they say about tailgating out there is true. I mean, it's a lot different than Lincoln. It's just like on the edge of Ames and folks everywhere, and it's just
wide
one
open.
Lot after one lot after one lot after a park. Into, I mean, it's pretty something. I mean, it's more like what you see around the baseball and the softball area if you tailgate in Lincoln. But anyway, I talked to Jared Crick about that, who's on kick coverage, and, you know, they're busting up the middle, and by the time the play going, he's going, we just have to hope that our guys on the outside are doing their job, which they did do. A game where Niles Paul is going to catch a lot of flack again. I think the kid is just, you know, he's playing in a game where he knows he's not going to get the ball. He finally gets a chance to get his hands on it, and damn, I'm not going to kneel it. And that's fine. I don't have any problem with him bringing the ball out of the end zone. It just didn't work this time. But it is getting to the point where Niles – buddy, I mean, you've got to. I mean, we all know. I mean, you just never got it fixed. And I think the coaching staff and nobody really wanted to bring it up in the post game. I'm sure it'll happen sometime this week. But for what he does for you, he also gave Iowa State a chance to win that football game because Nebraska had the momentum. And then when they score and you give it right back to them, and your defense has no chance, basically, you got to make a change back there. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for all the playmaking ability, it certainly is negated by a lot of the negative stuff, and that was such a huge momentum. I think they went down and scored. All right, you bring the ball out to the 25 or 30-yard line. You let your Wildcat, you let Cody hand the ball off. You're getting 4 or 5 yards of crack. I think you'd have moved the ball down, at least got 2 or 3, 4 first downs where you could have punted it to their end and made them drive the length of the field. You give it to them at the 24, whatever, they go right in and score. Were you surprised at how easy they could move the ball on Nebraska's defense at times? Now, Coach Pelini.
I don't know
upset.
What you mean.
I don't understand.
Everybody can move the ball on the other team at times.
I think it was too easy. I think a lot of people saw that it was too easy. Alexander Robinson at times looked like an All-American, getting the corner, running for 5, 6, 8 yards a crack. Against his defense, that many people, you know, they talk about the back seven being dominant, talk about Crick being as good as they get up front. I don't know. I think a lot of people are disappointed with the defense and what they were able to and how they were able to stop this team. I think that's a feeling you get out there.
Got some emails we want to get to, but let's get to the positive side of things for the Husker recap of the weekend at Iowa State.
Can you?
Robinson in the backfield with Arnaud. Twins to the near side of the formation. The snap back. Arnaud, little flip, little reverse. Now they're going to look at the throw, but the Huskers read it. Prince of Mukamara hits Darius Reynolds in the backfield at the 39-yard line. A loss of 9 on the play. There's the handoff to Woody. Woody gets, and the ball comes out, and the Huskers get it. Picked up by Pierre Allen at the 21-yard line. So Nebraska gets a fumble, stopping the drive. It was knocked free by Crick. Huskers will take over at the 21. Snap back, trying to get to the outside. It's Burkhead. Gets across the 40, spinning, 45. Rex to the 50. Rex down to the 46-yard line. Of Iowa State out of the Wildcat, trips to the near side. Burkhead gets the snap, gives it off to Roy Heller, right side. Roy cuts back into the end zone, touchdown, 6 points, Big Red. This is a 25-yard attempt for Alex Henry. Snap down. Alex is Kick is up and good, and it's a 10-10 tie here in Ames. Reynolds to the near side. Back to throw is Arnaud. Sets, throws. Pass intercepted. Cassidy picks it off. 20, 15. Austin to the 10. 5, touchdown. Austin Cassidy with a pick six for the Cornhuskers. Arnaud on the gun with Robinson off to his left. Austin back in the pocket. Now being flushed out. Arnaud throws it downfield. Intercepted. Eric Haig intercepted at the Nebraska 43-yard line. Cody in the gun on 3rd and 12 from the 33. Snap back to Green. Has time. Sets, throws down the middle. Pass caught inside the 10. Reed has it down to the 4-yard line. So Kyler Reed makes a huge catch at the 4-yard line. 28-yard pickup. First and goal to go, Big Red. A shift to the Wildcat formation. Snap back to Rex. Off the left side. Rex pushing, diving. He is in. Touchdown, Nebraska. Rex Burkhead from 2 yards out. And Nebraska extends their lead to 23-10. There's the handoff to Robinson in the outside. And he is stood up and dropped by Zijon Gomes. Gomes read that perfectly. It'll be a loss of 3 yards. Mahoney's kick sailing towards the end zone. Paul midway back's going to bring it out. Niles to the 5, 10, hit at the 15, oh. Drop to the 15. The ball comes out. Iowa State might have it. They do. Iowa State's got it at the 13-yard line. Arnaud on the gun on 2nd down and 4. Turns, hands it off, and hit in the backfield. Robinson by Courtney Osborne. That's a loss of 4 yards. Cody gives it off to Rex. Running around the left side, he does. 15, Rex to the 10, cutting back 5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Rex Burkhead from 19 yards out. And the Huskers have grabbed a 30-24 lead in overtime. Arnaud gets the snap. Little fade route looking for Williams. He makes a catch, touchdown. Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up. Snap, and they're going to fake it. They throw it out in the flat. It's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won 31-30. So Paul Rhodes gambled, tried to throw a pass out in the flat. Eric Haig knocked it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in Ames, 31-30.
Nebraska survives 8th in the BCS, 8th and 9th in the major polls. Stanford and LSU both jumping Nebraska this week. Again, Tony, you cannot say that Nebraska is a national championship contender, so I don't think Husker fans should get up in arms. Here's the one thing. Please, somehow, not Pittsburgh in a bowl game. What does that do for the program? Nebraska doesn't want to play Pittsburgh in a bowl game, and I know they've got to win Kansas, Colorado, A&M, and a Big 12 championship just to get to that point. But, wow, it looks like Nebraska has all but locked up with Missouri's loss over the weekend. Nebraska would have to lose at least 2 of the remaining 3 games not to go to the Big 12 championship game. And, obviously, folks, Doug and Daddy are going to be there in Dallas to bring it all to you. And it looks like Oklahoma State, although the Oklahoma State-Oklahoma game, still a huge contest there. If Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma, they're going to secure that spot. But, wow, what a weird year in the Big 12. Nebraska, the only road team to win this weekend, and we'll get to that whole Kansas debacle against Colorado. Wow.
But what a letdown, you're right, the Pittsburgh deal would be. I mean, when you bring up Pittsburgh football this year, you're like, crickets? What is that? Pittsburgh? Are you kidding me? I think people would be fired up. They would get the last spot in winning that conference. It would be in the Fiestival versus Nebraska. I think Nebraska fans out there saying, you know, give us Boise. Oklahoma had Boise. Give us somebody like that for the matchup.
We're going to go to break here. Merck and Morris are coming up. How did we do on our picks this week? I know that I just did one good thing. I don't know how at all, but I will give Daddy credit because I know he had a good weekend. And Daddy always waits for me to bring up my picks because he doesn't pay attention to the rest of the show. But who did say TCU would absolutely wallop Utah? I just wondered.
Yeah, you did say that.
How do we do,
that
Barrett?
Was after you saw my picks, though.
Doug, you went 5-5.
Yeah, see.
Daddy went 4-6. Tim beat us down 7-3.
So. That away, Tim, because I know he had one of the upsets in there.
He had a lot of the upsets. UCLA in there, Kansas State in there. Yeah. So
can't what
Texas God. Really?
Just yeah. What is the deal? Mac Brown, is he done? Is he gone after this? I mean, are they going to?
Oh, good God. They played for the national championship last year. They played for the national championship last year. Now, the assistant coaches should be embarrassed by the way Texas is playing. Let's face it. Mack Brown is a figurehead. He recruits. He brings in kids. He takes his time to say all the right things. The assistant coaches should be embarrassed. Will Muschamp, you're great. You gave up 39 points. What did it end up? 40-some points to K-State? Yeah, I want you to be my next coach. That's where you point the finger. You had all offseason to replace Colt McCoy. Really?
That's where Georgia was looking. That's where all the, you know, any SEC job that opens up seemed to be zeroed in on Will Muschamp. If they want to keep Will Muschamp at Texas, they got to move Mack Brown out and move him up if that's what they want to do.
Well, congratulations, Tim, now our third finalist going into our bowl bonanza at the end of the year. Tim from Kearney.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tim, who else did he join? Do we got names?
We got Terry from Kearney and John from Kearney.
All right.
What's up? Come on, Hastings and Grand Island.
We beat down some of the other
people. I know.
Well, you're going to get another chance this Friday, losers, to take on Doug and Daddy. Three finalists now in our bowl bonanza for the laptop computer from Premier Rental. Congratulations, Tim. And the Big 12 Conference has just announced the kickoff time for the Texas A&M game. It'll either be on ABC or ESPN2. Night game, 7 p.m. Nebraska at Texas A&M, 7 p.m. The Oklahoma at Baylor game will also be televised in the same time slot opposite. So I'd be looking right now if both teams, if Nebraska and A&M take care of business, it'll be ABC, and then Oklahoma-Baylor will get thrown onto ESPN2. So there you go. Nebraska this week hosting Kansas, 6 o'clock, pay-per-view only, joke. And Nebraska at Texas A&M the following week, 7 o'clock, and then, of course, Nebraska, Colorado, ABC that Friday after, also on ABC at 2:30. So there you go in the Big 12 championship game. So everything else televised, you're going to be able to see what's going on.
Tannehill looks like a quality quarterback in the Big 12, taking over for Jahad Johnson. They looked impressive against Oklahoma. The running back is fast. And he is little. You can't find him. Then he comes out of the pile and zipping all over the field. That's going to be a great game. And let's rewind the tape back to July. Toughest game will be out of Daddy's mouth. College Station. And I think that you chastised me. Said, no way, you moron.
That's fine.
Called me names.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. You are correct in what you've said. Also, what did Doug say? T-E-X-A-S. Texas. Now, you want to continue this?
What about Texas?
They beat us. I said it would be our toughest game on the schedule. Texas. I didn't say that Texas would beat us, but they did. Thus, it has been the toughest game.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so we're both right.
All
right. Well, you're right. I'm right until 2 weeks from now. Then we'll see. Irish Ken says, when the Corn Cobs head coach asked a reporter, what game were you watching? The reporter should have told Mr. Nasty, I was watching the number 99 ranked defense take it to Nebraska, you pompous ass. Osborne needs to inform Bo he's getting paid to coach and not spend all his time ragging on the officials. Kind of like Bo, though. Get the call right, people. Get the call right. Now, it wasn't as bad this Saturday as maybe some of the Husker fans have thought in the past. He goes, I suppose on paper, the saddle tramps are not dead yet. I got to tell you, boys, I bet the gravediggers are sharpening their spades. Whatever that means, Ken. Craig and Cardi says, for all of you who still think Cody Green over Zach Lee, that game says it all. But even more than that, Team Magic is just out of both of their classes. A freshman can score more points by himself against quality opponents than Zach and Green combined. Mind you, I don't think Green played bad. He just doesn't have the heart, nerve, and poise to run a top-10 team looking to impress the nation against a baitfish team.
That's nice to question the kid's heart.
I hope they can get back. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Because you played a lot of Division I football, Craig.
I agree with that part with you, Daddy. I don't know how. Because he was ready to go. I hope they can get back on track and score 50 on Kansas and Colorado, then trounce whoever in the Big 12, then whoop a team like TCU or Boise State, so that next year everyone can understand those teams are not national contenders with the likes of Bama, the Ducks, LSU, Ohio State, etc. Teams like that have to take on top 10 and undefeated teams almost every week, not once 3 weeks before the season is over. And he says, by the way, find a real NFL team to cheer for. You've got a long rebuilding. Yeah, we got a lot of Dallas ones to get to, too. The only thing that needs to be changed quicker than Niles returning kicks is Wade out of Dallas.
And the initial report this morning is he did not report to Valley Ranch. The rest of the coaches did.
Whatever happens, happens. So there you go. Give us your thoughts on the Huskers. I thought Cody played fine. I think that they really scale it back. And I
don't know why you'd have to dumb the offense down that far. Maybe he's not.
Well, that's we need an answer on that, too. I mean, that's the question. I mean, Sean Watson, is it real? Does one guy make that much difference? I mean, you got 10 other guys out there blocking, catching, running. You can't tell me that there's that much difference. You can't tell me that Cody can't get through the hole. Now, maybe he's not explosive and fast to go 70 yards, but he can get the 6 or 7. I truly believe that. I mean, he's got a big frame on him. And I just sit there and go, I mean, he threw the ball 12 times, completed 7. Most of them were simple sideline routes. The big one that got us the last touchdown there in regulation on 3rd and long that got us down to the 4-yard line that Nebraska eventually punched in. The wind was a huge factor, folks, a huge factor in that ball game Saturday. It was howling, howling in that ball game.
Doug, and I go back, and everybody right now is going, he threw the ball fine. You guys are saying he threw the ball fine. What about the 3rd and 5 passes? You know what? That was a poor throw. It was 3rd and 2. What the hell are we passing it for? We've been getting 4 and 5 yards a crack. Turn and hand the thing off, get the first down, and go on from there. That's again, on Watson, not on Cody Green.
But again, all said and done, this game was 24-10 going into the fourth quarter against Iowa State and should have been taken care of. You can point your finger wherever you want. Nebraska got the win. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You have no doubt heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. But how about no pain? I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArc Dental Associates, serving the Tri-City area. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile. I practice sedation dentistry, a safe, effective technique that with a relaxing pill allows comfort and full relaxation throughout the entire treatment. What this means is that you can have years of dental treatment done with fewer appointments, with little or no memory of the time you spent in the dental chair. Your lasting memory will be a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com or call for an appointment, 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Monday night, it's an AFC North showdown when the Cincinnati Bengals host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join Kevin Harlan and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Paul Brown Stadium for all of the action. Can Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers keep pace in the division race, or will Carson Palmer and the Bengals find a way to beat their division rivals for the 3rd consecutive time? If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb into the upper 70s for a high. Southwest winds, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then skies will stay clear tonight with a low of 43 with south winds of 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Matty Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Lunch, Monday Night Football, and bull fries. All at the same place. Check out Coop, Kearney, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Oh, it's what's going on tonight at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Bull fries and french fries, just $5.99 from 5 to 10. Maybe that's not your thing. Well, how about boneless chicken wing night on Mondays? Bone in on Tuesday, same deal from 5 to 10, 40 cents. And you can try out all the different kind of flavors. You know, sometimes you're going, well,
I haven't tried that, but I don't want to get a whole order. Well, they'll do that for you. Maybe you just want, they're 40 cents each. Say, yeah, why don't you dip four of those in, you know, pepper teriyaki, or four in the Jack, or four in the Hot. Let's see what's going on and try all kinds of different flavors, and they're going to do it for you at the Chicken Coop.
You fire it up. You like the hotter stuff than I do. I'm more of a honey Dijon guy. I don't get it real crazy.
You got to watch out for that Dijon, too. Got a little kick. Yeah, there's. Well, that's why they've got so many flavors.
That's exactly right.
Because it's a favorite for everybody. And if you want lunch today, why not go in, try a salad, some steak, pasta, you want a burger, you want pizza. It's all right there. All of your old favorites that they've had at the Chicken Coop from day one. Plus, the great menu added on items over the years. Colin and the gang get you all set up to go. Not a bad seat in the house to watch all of your favorite sporting events, no matter what they are. Rehash the Husker game, rehash the Lopers, rehash the high school volleyball and football. It's all right there for you going on at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney, also in Grand Island. A couple of emails here. Let's get it out of the way now, says Brandon. Daddy, go ahead and tell us how the Huskers are going to be ready to play this Saturday. That seems to always be good for a loss, or one that should have been. How'd you do in your selections?
My selections went well. We went 3-1 in the college ranks, went 2-1, losing by a half a point with Philadelphia. Could have been 3-0. That'd be 5-2.
You had Green Bay. That was close. You had Cleveland. Nice pick there. Then Philly. Then in the college, you
kind of hammered them a little money line on Cleveland.
Yeah,
too.
You did. And lost on Baylor. But one on TCU, good way listening to me. Texas Tech, also a nice selection there, and LSU. Daddy, you, and then the Huskers. You lost the Huskers, but that's hard. You put the you kind of push, because once you found out Cody Green was starting quarterback, you went and then bet on Iowa State.
Yeah, I just lost
your ticket.
Juice, yeah,
so. Lost your juice. So you're 5-2 this week, 7-1 last week. That's 12-3 the last 2 weeks, and Jimmy P is driving a new Mercedes around downtown Hastings. And that's where we go now to catch up with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach of the Hastings College Broncos. Our Mondays with Merk and Morris brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. Paul Merkowitz and the Broncos come away with an impressive 43-21 victory over their rival Doan. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you see Jimmy P's new caddy over there, or is that just a rumor?
I did not see that. No, I didn't.
Well, let's get back to football here. A nice win. You guys turned it on a little bit in the second half. You did what you needed to do to take care of Doan, and I guess the thing is the kids still are paying attention, and they want to win some more football games before this season's over.
They really do. You know, we've talked about it each week. It's been a tough season for us, but our kids have stayed focused and then stayed the course, and they did a very nice job of getting prepared, and it really paid off Saturday. I think it was important for us to walk off the field feeling pretty good about ourselves. It had been a while, and I thought we played, you know, pretty well in all aspects, offensively, defensively, as well as special teams.
Well, Coach, you look at the red zone scoring chances, 7 of 7. Great statistic to have in your favor.
Yep, and you know, and the big key to that was just, you know, our guys up front really, really played well. I mean, if yeah, I think you when you're not running the ball real well, you say, well, there must be something wrong up front, and then when you do run it well, you sometimes you focus on the guy carrying the ball. But I think our guys up front really, really did a nice job, and they deserve a lot of credit for the success we had on Saturday.
Well, your quarterbacks ran the ball 25 times. Was that the plan going in?
Yeah, it kind of was. They gave us some things in the option game that we liked, you know, it was, we were able to get Troy on the edge on a couple of nice plays and got him spread out a couple of times. And he probably played as well as he has all season long. Just made really good decisions with the football, ran very well. And you know, guys, I mean, we took care of the football for the first time in a while with no turnovers, and we were pretty productive.
Could you sense the emotion right away when you got to the campus in the morning?
Game day?
Yeah, with the rivalry with Doan?
Yeah, you could tell. It was a little different. I mean, even our young kids got it, you know, about the middle part of the week, and then we talked about it a lot. It was important for our seniors to go through, and you know, it's another group now that's gone through that's never, you know, never lost to Doan, and that's big for our guys, and it was pretty emotional seeing in the locker room when we were done, and so we're hoping to build off of that, and then we've got kind of another rivalry game with Nebraska Wesleyan coming this Saturday, so hopefully we can play well.
Coach Paul Merkowitz joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Monday. This time we get to once again talk about a Hastings College win. What about the defensive performance in this ball game, Coach?
Really good. I thought we really did some nice things, especially in the second half, but it started the last series of the first half. We were able to get an interception late when they were in field goal range to keep it at 19-14, and then they just really kind of took over, and we gave up some yards late in the fourth that didn't result in any points, so the stats are kind of skewed, but we really clamped them down in their passing game as well as their running game as well.
Well, you're always hoping to get turnover, but a couple big interceptions as well.
Yeah, and you know, they were big when we needed them and got us to our offense, and our offense was able to put points on the board. It just kind of, our offense fed off our defense and vice versa, and we were able to get some really good things in the special teams. And so, again, it was really, like I said, we felt really, really good when we left the field. We had played a pretty good football game.
Coach Paul Markowitz joins us here from Hastings College. Before we get into breaking down what Wesleyan has, talk about it just knowing that it's going to be, this is it, this is the final football game. You're going to say goodbye to some seniors, and yet you've got a chance through injury and through changing things up that you've had to play some younger kids to get ready for the future. Talk about putting that all together for this last game.
Well, again, it's about the seniors, and it's about finishing off the right way, and that's the first thing. But it's a tough thing as a coach when you get guys that have gone through your program for 4 years, and for them to play their last game, it's going to be an emotional day for us, and hopefully we can feed off that emotion and play, again, a pretty good game, because the opponent we have is going to be pretty good.
Tell us about Wesleyan. What do they present as challenges?
Well, it's funny. I don't know if it's funny, but it's different, because we, 2 years ago, we played them here and they beat us 7-3. Last year, we went up there and beat them 7-3. So, it's going to be a short game. Both teams like to run the football. Both teams are pretty good on defense and very solid in special teams. And so, we run similar defensive and offensive sets. And as we're breaking them down, we're just going to pretty much practice this week against our defense and everybody will get what they need, because it's very similar that way.
This is wild that over-under is 10.5. I just got that report.
There you go. Exactly. A guy could probably come to the game and get home by 3.
Well, Wesleyan didn't do anything to change the mind last week, 14-6 against Midland.
Yeah, again, really, really good defensively. They're young offense. I think in the things that I've been able to read, they must have some injuries early in the year. But it sounds like and looks like they're starting to click a little bit more offensively and getting some things done that way. So, I think it's going to be a physical football game, and it's going to be pretty tight, would be my guess.
Now, Coach, they got a Bertrand kid up on that offensive line. He goes by the name of Jace Hayden. So be wary of him, okay?
We definitely will be.
At him all day long, all day. Coach, every time we see the stat sheet, you find a name that hasn't been at the top of it before. Justin has been leading you in receiving, but Blake actually had one of his better games, got into the end zone. Talk about what he did.
Well, we were able to get some things done with the tight end. I think we had two tight ends that had touchdown catches. We ran a lot of play action, a lot of boot action. That's where Troy was really good, and they really wanted their linebackers to stop the run. And so when we ran some play action, they got caught up and Troy was able to find Blake, and he did a really nice job catching football and picking up a couple of big first downs for us.
Coach, how many of these kids that are seniors are 4 year, damn near all of them, that are going to graduate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That says something special about what they're able to do at Hastings College. That's just a wonderful time for these kids, and let them enjoy Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. I think it's a credit to them to go through it, and it's just a neat experience as a coach to take guys from high school and take them all the way through and have them play 4 years of college football.
Paul, we'll wrap the season up with another victory and talk about it on Monday, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Markowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. They come away with a 43-21 win over Doan on Saturday at home. Win that rivalry game. It's 19-14 at the half, but then they come out and take care of business in the second half, outscoring Doan 24-7 and go on to get the win. Hastings and Wesleyan are both 4-5 on the season, Daddy, so it will be a playoff atmosphere. That's going to be, we're 4-5, that's going to be two very hungry football teams.
Yeah, 500's a hell of a lot better than that 4-6 taste.
Continuing on with Merck and Morris on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we do every Monday, it's time to catch up with Loper football coach Daryl Morris as they keep things rolling along and coming off an impressive 48-21 win over Fort Lewis. Fort Lewis got the last two scores. I mean, this one was over early, Tony.
Yeah, they really jumped on them, and that's what you got to do with a team that comes into your place and a team you're favored over, just stomp on their throat, and that's exactly what you did. Coach Morris, your thoughts on stepping on their throat early?
Well, you know, one of the things that we had talked about since we came out of the game and a 24-7 deficit at Western New Mexico is we wanted to come out of the locker room and make sure we showed up at game time, and I think our guys did that. We got after them pretty quickly. You know, I think the first six times we had the ball, we scored. So, you know, we were very efficient, very businesslike, and took care of our business, and it worked out really well for us.
Coach, able to do that in all sorts of different facets. Again, the injuries left some kids out, but Brendan steps up and hits a home run for you right away in this game.
You know, he did, and I admire Brendan Lease a lot, and he and I kid each other back and forth, but, you know, the guy's got – he knows more about our offense than I do. I mean, he's playing wide receiver. He's playing tailback. He's got all the protections down at tailback. He knows all the routes and the progressions at wide receiver. So the kid is really a good football player for us. And to be able to have a guy like that in our program that can do all those different things, man, he's worth a lot.
Coach, when he cut back across the field, did you think he had a chance to go the distance on
you
the 80-yarder?
I did, but I did make a comment. And I don't think Brendan is as fast as he used to be. You know, he's had some injuries over the years and stuff, and he was fast enough to get to the end zone 80 yards away, but I don't think he's quite as fast as he used to be.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Was the passing game just kind of there for the pickings? Jake had a good day. Kyle breaks all kinds of records or extends a few of those numbers that he has.
You know, they were. The one touchdown that we threw to Kyle going down towards the north end was a check by Jake. He read zero blitz, and he hit Jake. Jake hit Kyle in stride and with a seam route. And, you know, I mean, he just got hot. His first ball, he threw a little hitch route, and he was a little amped up and tried to crank it out there a little too hard, and it got away from him. But other than that, the guy was money. And made some great reads, escaped a couple times, found a guy and found Shane Carrier in the corner of the end zone one time after he had to scramble around a little bit. So he just continues to make plays for us.
Daryl, in talking to Croc and Andy, I understand that Caesar might have tried to mix some things up that they don't normally do, which really just fed into your hands.
Yeah, they played an odd front a little bit more for us than what they had. And you know, we're getting now. This is our third week now that we've prepared for one particular defense. So offensively and found something different. So, you know, they did several things that we had not seen them do, or they emphasized things that were not an emphasis to them in weeks before that. So, and I think our defense is finding the same thing, finding a different offense just about every week now. So it makes it kind of tough to prepare, and it does cause some adjustments at halftime and adjustments on the sideline. But so far we're doing a pretty good job with it.
Daryl, they did have a special player in Justin Johnson, one of the top receivers in the conference. You got a chance to play a lot of different kids as this game progressed, so that's a good thing. But even a team that's struggling, there's always one or two kids that are pretty darn good.
Oh, there, you know, every team we play in the RMAC, you know, there's a kid or two you'd say, geez, I'd take that guy right there. You know, I mean, they've all got good players. And, you know, I think Coach Rivas is trying to do it the right way at Fort Lewis. He's recruiting through the high schools, and he's got a lot of young guys playing a lot of football. And if he can keep them in that program, that's going to bode well down the road.
Daryl, talk about your young guys. Kevin comes in, plays a little more quarterback. Your backup running backs are seeing more carries. Some new names on defense got a chance to play a lot in the second half. Talk about your young guys.
Well, you know, and that's fun. It's fun as a coach to get those kids in games and really kind of start seeing what you have and what you hope you have. And they do stuff that just frustrates the tar out of you. I'm not going to lie, you know, because they do mess stuff up. But it's great for them. It's great full speed action for them. Those reps are just, that's just money in the bank. It's just a deposit that you're going to cash later on down the road.
Well, Coach, I guess this is the one everybody's been waiting for. The conference champion chip sets up when you guys go to Mines this Saturday.
Well, this, you know, if you want to come watch a small college game, it's going to be a barn burner and a slugfest and everything else. any other way you can describe it, it's going to be this. Colorado School of Mines is a very good football team. You know, their nose guard, I think, you know, squats 900 pounds and benches 650 pounds. And, you know, he calls himself the vanilla gorilla, and he stands out on the field and he bangs himself in the head. I think he's going to scare Parker Jolly to death. But, you know, their quarterback does a phenomenal job. He's just in another long line of quarterbacks that Bob Stitz had there that can throw the football, understands what he's doing, difficult to trick him with coverages, and it's going to be a heck of a football game. It's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Coach, a lot of people are going to, well, a lot of people are shocked what happened Saturday, not only losing to Shadron, but falling down 28-0 in this football game. I guess it tells you that they also have the ability to come back, but that's a shocker. What have you been able to find out about that game that maybe is going to help you?
Well, you know, I think Shadron came out and just got a little bit of field position on him and scored on a long shuttle pass run, which Shadron's been running for years and years, and they do a great job with it. But I think they just got out on him and stunned him a little bit, and it took Mines a little while to recover, but it was 28-0. But then with about 3 minutes left in the game, it was 31-31, or even less than 3 minutes in the game, it was 31-31. So there is no quit in them. Colorado School of Mines is a tough football team, and we'll start telling our guys at practice on Tuesday, you better have your head on a swivel, you better have eyes in the back of your head, because they are going to hit you, and they don't care if you're looking or not. So it's going to be a slugfest.
Will Rustin be ready to go?
We're planning on Rustin being able to play. We're going to start amping up his reps and his activity on Tuesday, and we're just going to have to listen to Rustin and have him tell us how he's feeling and how it feels.
And, Coach, for the fans, what's your opinion on where you're setting the playoff hunt?
Well, I think if we can win Saturday, obviously we'll be the outright winners of the RMAC. We'll host a game probably here the next week, next Saturday, which would be on the 20th. I think we'd host a first-round game here. We'd probably still be around the fourth or third seed, depending on what happens in front of us. But, you know, I think we'll host a first-round game on the 20th if we can beat Mines in Golden this Saturday.
Well, let's get that done and not worry about it. Coach, keep the winning streak going, and congratulations on this Saturday win. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's UNK head football coach Daryl Morris joining us on our Mondays with Merck & Morris, brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. So both teams wrap up the regular season coming up on Saturday. That'll be it for Hastings College, Tony, and UNK hoping to secure themselves a playoff berth and a home playoff berth. And if something wacky happens, possibly even getting a first-round bye.
Yeah, that's been the outside chance from day one. It seemed thought if they could win out, maybe they'd have a chance of getting a bye and then hosting that second-round game. I think we want to play right away if you're on a roll like this, don't you?
Well, and get a win. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
The Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music, and it makes a great gift. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Call by December 31st and save $100 when you order the Wave Music System together with our optional multi-CD changer. Also ask about financing. 1-800-611-1640.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922.
4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb into the upper 70s for a high. Southwest winds, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And skies will stay clear tonight with a low of 43 with south winds of 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Looks like maybe Wade Phillips is going to have plenty of time to relax after this terrible, terrible season. What are they waiting for? Wade, I'll tell you what. You come see Mike, Doug, Bruce at Bruce Furniture, and they're going to take care of you because they know the pain that you have been through. Studies show that a good night's sleep makes you happy, healthier, stronger, faster, better looking, more attractive to the opposite sex, and there's a 71% chance of coming out on top in your pick 'em. Well, most of that's true. That's why Bruce Furniture is offering up Serta Sleeper mattresses fortified with vitamins, minerals, and a $500 guarantee. That's the one that says if you can find the same Serta mattress for any less, Bruce is going to give you $500 right there. Bruce Furniture says $500 because you know what? Don't bust your hump going all around town, all around the country, all around the Midwest trying to find a cheaper Serta mattress because it isn't there. It's at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney. Just a good night's sleep for you. Don't worry about the add-ons. Don't worry about all the BS other people give you. They're straight shooting with you at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge.
You just go Uncle Buck on me? Busting your hump?
Well, there you
go. Busting my hump in here.
There you go. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox here for some emails. John and Kearney says, Desperate Housewives or the Cowboys game? Well, Housewives got the vote. They look better and are easier to watch. What else do we got here? It is sickening, and you can keep bringing them. That's fine. We're Cowboy fans, but we haven't had anything to cheer about for so long. Ryan says, it's obvious that the coaches don't have a lot of faith in Cody Green, but he did convert three important third downs. Texas should become an independent, and then Notre Dame and Texas would have a lot in common. Top five recruiting class every year and find a way to lose to lesser opponents. Thanks, Ryan.
Here's a Sioux kick if you haven't saw it yet.
Oh, he didn't follow through. It's hard for
they slow it down here.
It's hard for a big fellow to follow through with all that bigness. That's a lot of bigness. And then they didn't score again, so. Yeah, and it wasn't that. I mean, yeah. Next time, straight on. Even though he's soccer style. Soccer style. Yeah, Wes Welker and Ndamukong Suh both attempt extra points yesterday because their kickers are hurt. Dan says, ESPN mentioned last night on their BCS program that there is a good chance that if the BCS ends as it is presently setting, that Boise State would not be in a BCS bowl or Stanford. Is that possible? Several websites are also agreeing, mentoring old bowl tie ends and more marquee matchups. I think Boise would travel well and deserve at least a shot at a so-called major program. Any thoughts? You can't keep an undefeated Boise State out of a BCS game. He's not talking about the championship game, folks. He's talking about a BCS game.
Sugar Bowl.
There's
Rose
five
Bowl.
Of them now.
Right.
There's five of them now. How can you keep them out?
I don't see how you could, but if that's obviously they've done the math or apparently have done the math and have the computer knowledge to be able to pencil in wins and losses down the road to see what would happen. And
well,
that would be a shame if that happened.
I still say this and say what you will. When it comes down to all those teams that are involved to have a chance, Boise State is more deserving of TCU because you say what you want. They beat Oregon and TCU last year with the same team they have this year. I don't care. I believe that. You can say that that's last year. You know what, folks? Here's what I've got to say about that. If you want to base nothing on last year, then why was Alabama the number one team in the country and why are they still in the top 10 with two losses?
Well, because you're apparently going back to last year.
You're damn right you are. You're going back to last year. That's all you ever do in sports. You go back to last year until it changes your mind. So don't tell me that you can't take into effect Todd McShay. What happened last year? Boise State has done what they've needed to do for a decade. If they don't get a shot at the title with – now, again, I can't be upset with an Oregon-Auburn final if they both run the table. And then BC, TCU and Boise are in the same BS that they were last year. But if either one of them loses, Boise State should be playing for the national title.
It just physically pains me to think the cheese stick could be in a national championship game.
It is painful. It is very painful. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Hey, how low are the prices at the men's store inside JCPenney? The lowest they'll ever be at the lowest prices of the season sale. Now through Saturday, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abood dress shirts are only $19.99. Get St. John's Bay sweaters and Van Heusen No Iron sport shirts at $17.99. Dockers signature khakis are a record $29.99. And Hager pants, just $28.99. See everything on sale at jcp.com. New look, new day, who knew JCPenney? Some exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/16.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $399. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's the last-minute carpet sale at Builders. Act now for installation before Thanksgiving. Carpet prices are as low as $2 per square foot, and that includes carpet, cushion, and installation. Plus, receive 12 months no interest, and as always, you'll be covered by the Builders' lifetime installation warranty. Visit one of our stores at Webb and Old 30 in Grand Island, or Top of the Hill in Kearney for more details. That's Builders, where we do flooring best.
You can too. Builders does it best.
Knocks him down at the 32-yard line.
The Big Red Midweek Lunch, again at Cunningham's Journal. John Callahan of Huskers Illustrated, with everyone who attends getting a chance to win another set of tickets to see Ron White at the Viero Event Center, November 19th, noon Wednesday, preceded by a live Doug and Daddy 11, brought to you by Complete Nutrition, Midas, and Home Federal Bank.
You betcha!
From Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Obliterates Wayne Gabbert.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb into the upper 70s for a high. Southwest winds, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Then skies will stay clear tonight with a low of 43 with south winds of 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Thank God Dan Beebe has a contract extension. Do you feel better?
The Big 12 should.
Jeez. University of Missouri Chancellor, weren't they the first ones to want to bolt this conference? Brady Deaton, chairman of the league's board of directors, says Beebe has been, quote, an outstanding leader, end quote, during challenging times. Beebe getting the three-year contract extension Friday that'll take him through June of 2015.
Nice.
Something that makes me feel much better is that a rare Honus Wagner baseball card was bequeathed to an order of Roman Catholic nuns, and they sold it at auction for $262,000. Yeah, but I thought that was supposed to be a million-dollar car. Collector and card shop owner Doug Walton of Knoxville, Tennessee, bought the card. About 60 of those cards produced between 1909 and 1911 are known to exist. The Nuns will receive $220,000 from the sale. The total sale price includes a 19.5% buyer's premium.
I heard the Olympic gold medal from the hockey team sold for $321,000. Some Dallas auction house, somebody put one up.
If you sold something personal of yours, what would go for the most money?
Wow. I have nothing. I really have nothing of value, I don't think. My championship ring from high school. I do have a championship ring.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Folks, we want to remind you that coming up this Wednesday night, the challenge has been set. The challenge was accepted. The site has been made. Kearney Catholic, Cope Gymnasium, 7:30 Wednesday night. Daddy attempts to serve his 50 consecutive serves that we've talked about for a couple of weeks on this show. The Kearney Catholic pep rally for state is going to be going on, and we will have Daddy as a part of that. Again, the bet is Daddy said he could serve 50 consecutive volleyballs in play, and underhand is fine. However it takes, a legal volleyball serve to get it over the net in play 50 consecutive times. If you want to come out and see Daddy conquer the volleyball world, Wednesday night, Kearney Catholic High School, Cope Coliseum.
Coach Lease even ran into him over the weekend, actually at the Loper game, and he said, you might have a chance. He's the first one that's given me any glimmer of hope. Merritt, just for me, hit this. Ah, little Wayne has been freed. 8 months in jail, but he's out. He went to sunny South Beach to kick it old school with him and some of his posse. Good to have little Wayne. I feel much safer that he's back out in the public.
Well, you know who also is so happy about this? You wouldn't know it, but Red Varinol. He's been playing nothing but Lil Wayne all weekend.
He dances to Lil Wayne in the back when he's not out front.
That's right. You go to Misko's and you ask Red Varinol how happy he is about Lil Wayne being free, folks, and you will get more than you bargained for. Misko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see him before the games begin. As you get ready now for the winter sports season, basketball, wrestling, whatever it is you're doing, Misko's carries the brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and more to get you through the winter. They also have the Ndamukong Suh jersey. Who wouldn't want a Heisman Trophy finalist, an All-American, and place kickers jersey in your size, plus over 40 styles of Husker shirts. Whether it's a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, they've got it in men's, women's, and children's sizes. Also, your favorite NFL hoodies, 25% off. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you go to Misko's Sports in the downtown Kearney Center.
Plus, the look on his face will be priceless because I guarantee it will be, who? Why? Who is that? I have no idea.
Zenyatta lost.
Yes.
Crushed.
You know what? The jockey thing, Mike Smith thing, is all his fault. Didn't get her started soon enough. It was just
What made you laugh harder? The jockey fight Friday between Calvin Burrell and Javier Velasquez. Velasquez. Or the tough boys, Jeff Burton and Gordon, going after it yesterday at the NASCAR. Which one was funnier?
I think the look of the fit of rage on Calvin Burrell's face is priceless. When you slow that and put pause, I mean,
Satan.
There is a P.O.'d little man. He's hot.
I wonder who's a jockey. Satan?
That was not normal behavior.
Wow. Wow. And the NFL officiating yesterday was horrible. Again. Also, if you missed it, Nebraska-Texas A&M told you at the top of the broadcast that kickoff time has been set for 7 o'clock. Volleyball, the Huskers beat Texas Tech easily. They host Kansas State Wednesday. Hastings College will host Briarcliff tomorrow in the quarters of the GPAC tournament. And UNK is hosting the RMAC tournament, which gets underway Thursday with four games. It's always a wild, upset-filled tournament. UNK hoping that not the case because they're the top seed. They'll host Fort Lewis 7:30 on Thursday night. The state high school volleyball tournament gets underway on Thursday. Daddy, Grand Island and Hastings.
Excitement, excitement. We'll have all the action for you right here.
Yeah, we've got plenty of it on our network of stations. Here are the matchups. Class A opens up at the Heartland Event Center, Grand Island Millard North at 5:30. Class B, opening day at Grand Island Senior High, Grand Island Northwest in Bennington at 7:30. Class C1 on Thursday will be at Hastings College. Grand Island Central Catholic plays Concordia at 2:30. Kearney Catholic against Wisner Pilger at 5:30. Sandy Creek against Syracuse at 7:30. In D1, they'll play at Grand Island Northwest, Exeter Milligan and Sutherland at 12:30. Axtell against West Point Central Catholic at 2:30. And the D2 opening round matchups will be at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Lawrence Nelson plays Stewart at 2:30. Ansley plays Hayes Springs at 5:30. Tri-City Storm beat Fargo for the first time Friday, 4-3. They're at Lincoln this Friday. Basketball. Hastings women, two nice wins over the weekend. They beat 12th-ranked Iowa Wesleyan 69-64, and then Mayville State in overtime 100-93. The Hastings men are at Bethany, Kansas tonight. The Nebraska men will host Bellevue in their final exhibition tonight. And the Nebraska women, no problem with UNK yesterday, 97-55. The Loper women open the regular season at Missouri S&T Friday. The Husker women have Vermont coming up Saturday before the game. That's at 11:35 tip time in the morning. And Emily Katie, a superstater out of Seward, has given her oral commitment to the Husker women's basketball team.
6'2" of her.
Coach Connie Yorey will be on the Doug and Daddy show later this week. So that should get us all caught up on this Monday edition. We want to thank Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, and to all the folks that sent in their emails today. Don't forget our Husker Lunch Wednesday, another chance to win Ron White tickets. At our Husker Lunch Wednesday at Cunningham's, where we will have all kinds of special guests, including Sean Callahan, in to break down what went good and what didn't go good with the Iowa State game. And will Taylor Martinez start against Kansas? Does he need to? Also tomorrow, next round of the high school football playoffs in classes C and D. The quarterfinals are here. Bob Jensen will join us from Huskerland Prep to break it all down. And Bo Pelini's press conference live from Lincoln tomorrow.
Can't wait to have you join us 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney 1550. You're one of our friends in Hastings. We'll see you then. Doug and Daddy, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.